The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin in the hizzy. Producer number nine, everybody. So much more than a producer. We have a pro tip from hour number one, Kelly.
Pro tip.
Don't go running out to make futures bets on the Mavs or against the Nets. You'll probably want to see how this Mavericks team looks first with Kyrie. And there's a good chance the Nets aren't done making trades. That's the conventional wisdom. That's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers, only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Yesterday, I'm betting some college basketball, Kelly. True story. Bet a lot. Yeah. Todd Wishnev betting a whole bunch of in-game stuff. I had a pre-flop. This is true. I had a pre-flop bet on the Michigan-Ohio State under.
Okay.
One of my bets that I had with him was at 146 exactly, but the other one was at 144.5.
I'm going to guess that's important to the story.
It's very important to the story I'm about to tell. So I actually got distracted by it, and I had to do something, so I was following it on the play-by-play. Wasn't watching when I was supposed to be watching because I had to take care of something. But I'm seeing the game it's one of these college basketball situations where you're like, okay, it looks like I could win this. Maybe I should, but college basketball could happen. There could be free throws. It all depends on how much the team that's trailing, Ohio State in this case, wants to push this forward. So, you know, the score starts creeping up, and I'm seeing what's happening. I'm like, I still think I'm good. And it gets to 144 with, like, in the play-by-play showing 20-some seconds left. So I'm thinking, okay, it's Michigan, you know, and then it gets down to, like, I think half that, and Michigan has the ball. I think I'm good. So then I see the final score, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 146. So one of the bets pushes, and one of them loses. Mm-hmm. And most people had it about 145.5. So I'm like, okay, I didn't know how this lost. And then I was told how it lost. Michigan had the ball, the numbers at 144. They're dribbling out the clock. Yeah, Ohio State's not challenging it. Dude celebrates prematurely and travels just for the hell of it. Literally, like, just decides to walk with the ball.
What?
Yes. Yes. So then with 12 or 11 seconds left, whatever, Ohio State puts up a three. It misses, but they get the board and just put in a little.
How much was Michigan up?
They were up, like, double digits.
Well, what are we doing here? These college kids try way too hard sometimes. Just dribble out the ball. The game's over.
Why are you walking? Why are you celebrating when there's 11 seconds left? Jim Root rejoins us, ladies and gentlemen, from Three Man Wave. I don't know if you were involved in this, Jim, but this is like when you lose bets on stuff where you push on one and you lose on another with stuff like that, it will drive you crazy, to say the least. Did you
I avoided the debacle, but I saw it. And yeah, he like walked over to his buddy to shake hands.
Yeah.
And he got mad that the ref called a travel. It's like, you can't take six steps with the ball.
Why are you mad, bro? There's still time.
Wait 10 seconds to go shake his hand. I promise you can do that.
Oh,
maddening.
Oh, my God. I'm inventing new ways to lose bets on. What about So DraftKings has, these are not conference tournament bets, obviously, because we're not there yet, but these are conference odds to win the regular season of these respective conferences. Is there a bet? Obviously, some conferences are completely donezo in terms of who's going to win this and sort of fait accompli. But is there a bet to be made in any of these around the nation, in your opinion?
I think the one that appeals to me most is Arizona, around 2-1 to win the Pac-12. They're a half game back of UCLA right now, one game in the loss column, but they have beaten UCLA once already. And the schedule, I think, sets up fairly well for them. Arizona gets Stanford and Cal on the road, who are both very bad. Then they get Utah and Colorado at home, which are winnable games for sure. And then they'll play UCLA in the finale. So that one could be for the title, but you might even get something more beneficial than that because UCLA still has to play the Oregon schools on the road. And the Ducks are actually a threat. And then they have to make the mountain trip. You go to Utah and Colorado. It's really, really difficult to sweep both those games. So I feel kind of decent that UCLA will drop one of those. Maybe they drop one to Oregon too. And suddenly Arizona's in the lead. And you get one more game at the end of the year where Arizona can clinch it. 2-1. I think it's worthwhile value given the way the schedule's set up for both of the contenders.
Okay, I'm showing +175 on mine here, but is that's a bet for you?
Yeah. I think it might be a +200 out there.
Okay. Maybe find a 2-1 out there. I'm sorry. Shop around as always for all these. They also have creative things. And again, I'm always obsessed with, you know, to win the NIT. Those numbers aren't out anywhere that I see. But that's always a curious bet because obviously you have to do multi-layered. Who's not good enough to make, who's going to be on the bubble and not make the big dance, but who's going to be incentivized to win the NIT, that kind of thing. They also have to make the Final Four, which is a little creative prop because you got to sort of figure out, obviously you're not going to know which teams end up in which part of the bracket precisely, but you can get a sense maybe of, well, this team might have an easier go of it if they stay in their same region kind of thing, and if they're a number one seed. Anyway, there's some creative thinking to it. It's all too early. But is there a, let's take an Arizona. Arizona's +380 to make the Final Four. Is that the kind of tiered team that you'd look at to get that, to get home on that as well?
Potentially, you'd have to, like you said, there's a lot to it. You have to calculate like the money line parlays and stuff, carrying that through. But 380 for Arizona, I mean, right now, I think they're in line to be the last one seed. They have an awesome Q1 record. I think they're 5-0 against Q1A, so like the elite games, and I'm kind of sitting right up there in that last one seed discussion. And one seeds, you know, typically they have the best run to the Final Four. You get an easy 16 seed, and then you never know what kind of carnage happens in the region. That would be something worth considering, I think. And then the Final Four ones, I like to maybe even dig down the board more because, look, some of these teams, they're not going to win an Elite Eight game, a Final Four game, and a title game, but they could catch fire, get to the Elite Eight, and either you have a hedging opportunity or just they're good enough to get to the Final Four, but not good enough to win like the whole shebang. And I see like Miami, Florida down there at 20-1, one of the best backcourts in the country, a team that went to the Elite Eight last year featuring very, very similar roster construction. That's somewhat intriguing to me. I'm like fairly confident they'll be in the field, where some of the others in that price range are more closer to the bubble. And in the postseason, I like to bet on guards. And Miami's really got some excellent guards. That's a team I think is maybe worth a gamble to get to the Final Four.
Interesting. I immediately thought of Creighton, and I immediately searched. I'm like, well, what's Creighton's number to get to the Final Four? +750, right? It's not like it's not sexy enough to bet kind of thing.
Right. And considering, you know, they're very highly rated by analytics, but their seed's probably like a 7 right now because some of the losses they've taken. You'd think a 7 seed would be much much richer than +750, but unfortunately they're onto it there.
So then we went through, you know, many of those games on Saturday, but like, so what's your single biggest takeaway either to the good or bad from this weekend of college basketball? Like what team you mentioned, Purdue might've been an interesting, even in defeat, you might've thought better of them than you did before. Was there something else where you're like, oh, this could be a thing to keep an eye on?
I'll go like one positive, one negative. Texas just kind of continues to impress me. I had not written them off after the Chris Beard controversy and departure, but I thought with Rodney Terry taking over, a guy that I wasn't super high on when he was at Fresno State, okay, it's time they're probably going to sink down a little bit and not really be able to hold up their end of the bargain. Here they are atop the Big 12, 8-2, big comeback win against Kansas State this weekend. They still play Kansas twice, so the schedule's not super easy and not something I want to, you know, give out as a to win the Big 12 bet, but I've been really impressed by them. The very experienced roster has stabilized everything around them despite some of the coaching turbulence. And then the negative side, we talked St. Mary's, but Gonzaga just continues to leave me feeling lukewarm when I watch them. It's a bad defensive team. They don't have any rim protection, and they don't have the same kind of elite perimeter creation that they've had in the past with like Nigel Williams-Goss when they went to the title game, or Jalen Suggs when they went to the title game just 2 years ago. And Nolan Hickman got banged up this weekend. He's arguably their best guard. It's just a team I'm kind of selling. And I know I usually go to bat for Gonzaga and say, who cares about their conference? Don't worry about it. They're going to be a contender.
Not this year.
I don't think that team makes the second weekend. I think they're vulnerable.
I agree with you. Anything very small card today, only 14 games. Anything on the schedule today that you like?
I've got two that I'm actually a big fan of, and they're very similar handicaps, basically kind of fading and half fading two teams that played double overtime on Saturday. So 876, Idaho State, Northern Arizona under. Idaho State was half of a double overtime game this weekend. Now, 48 hours later, They're going to altitude. Flagstaff is actually a rather high elevation. So I'm taking that under. I see 139. I like that. I like it down to 135. I think it's going to be really, really slow, inefficient because of the quick turnaround. And then the other half of that battle on Saturday was Weber State. And they are taking on Northern Colorado. So 880 on the board. I like Northern Colorado money line plus one, all the way to minus two if it goes to that. So pick, yep, all in on that. Northern Colorado does have to travel too. They were away on Saturday. Now they're back home. But they're home after playing three straight road games. I kind of like that as a reset button. And Weber State, yeah, like I said, they just played a 50-minute war, and now they got to travel to overtime or to elevation. That's difficult. Give me the Bears at home there at a pick.
Give them extra points. You threw an elevation, Kelly. Nicely done. Northern Colorado, then, is the pick, and then the under in the Idaho State game from Jim Root, three-man weave. You can follow Jim specifically at Second Chance Points. That's with the number two, and, of course, 3MW underscore CBB. Thank you, Jim. Always good to see you, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
Jim Root on right after a big, big weekend in college basketball. Start to get pumped, man. Let's move on. Let's get the Super Bowl done. Let's transition full steam into college hoops on our way to March Madness. We'll come back. Dan Bespris on the Kyrie trade and beyond. Chrissy Andrews will join us. And is it okay if I vent about a really unfortunate betting stretch? Is that okay? Am I allowed to do that?
Sure.
I rarely do that. I don't think I'm ready to do that.
You do what you want, man.
You thought the Michigan Ohio State total was the worst thing that happened to me in the last few days? Oh, no.
That's terrible.
On the other side, Numbers Game VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The big game means big plans for VSiN. VSiN will be in the middle of all the action and broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix with athlete and celebrity interviews and our experts breaking down the game. You won't want to miss any of VSiN's coverage. Huddle up and watch Follow the Money, the Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, and VSiN Primetime live all week from Radio Row in Phoenix. For betting splits, expert picks, and big game props, head to VSiN.com. That's VSIN.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Michael Lafon, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I watch every Chiefs game, and them playing the Eagles is reminiscent of when the Chiefs play the Ravens. Great running game and running quarterback, but the Chiefs get ahead and the Ravens can't pass and catch up. Jason H11. Hey, Gil and Kelly, I think a numbers game should send its roving reporter, Todd Wishnev, to Radio Row. What could go wrong?
That would be fantastic.
That is a spectacular idea.
We could never get him credentialed, but it would be amazing.
Let me just give you a preview of what that would sound like. We were deciding where to go for lunch the other day after tennis, and he goes, so you want to go to the M? I go, sure. Our normal place? Sure.
That's your guy's spot.
He goes, Raiders Grill? I go, sure. He goes, the same place we always go to? I go, yes. The Raiders Grill? Yes. That would be him on Radio Row. He's doing it on purpose, half of them. Phil Weiss, what's Lizzo? Bentley, seriously, you want to listen to Wet Leg?
Oh, well, yeah, we did get a tweet recommendation of a song. Who sent that in? That was D-Gen Southern Jet. Wet Dream by Wet Leg. I have it pulled up in a tab. I have not watched it.
Was that minus 250 that Wet Leg had a song called Wet Dream?
Yeah, I know, right?
Coop, third Coop. Grateful Dead is the most overrated, no-talent band of all time. I tried to like them back in 93, bought the tie-dye and everything. They couldn't hold a candle to my favorites of the time, Rush and Steely Dan. Coop, you're 100% right.
Get off his lawn.
Steely Dan is awesome. Jesse Welch, Kelly, you should make the food truck look like an old radio. Kelly's Tunes and Foods. Mike Rouse, Jordan Poole. This went around this weekend. We were tweeting about this or getting tweets back and forth. Jordan Poole, 30-1 for sixth man award. Thoughts? So this is like, so Steph is out through the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr has expressed an interest to get Jordan Poole back on the bench, but now the Steph thing pollutes that.
We don't really know. I did roll the dice yesterday morning and grabbed a 40-1 that was still up here in town.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, even if you shop around like the East Coast books, he's as short as 16 and as long as 32 I'm seeing right now. So to answer Mike's question, as of today, as of this moment, I don't think there's any rush. I would wait and see how they're going to play this without Steph in the lineup, because you got to keep in mind we're on a pitch count now. There is 12. If he starts 12 more times, he does not qualify for this award.
That's right. That would be the issue. So you got to, well, I mean, you want to get the good price. If you believe, right, if you believe he's going to have enough qualifying to be on the bench, then you probably do get ahead of it. Patty Rump. Gil, you wouldn't have had any issues with the under if you just went Michigan minus 2.5. Come on, man. Hashtag go blue. Thanks, Patty Rump. That doesn't really help.
Idiot. Just make the right bet next time. God.
That's so stupid.
Or if you just bet the over. How did you not know that kid was going to just put a lay-in with 4 seconds left?
He has the best audio in radio. That is for sure. He is also the assistant GM at Sports Ethos, which begs the question, who's the GM? He's also the Fantasy NBA Today podcast host. It's Dan Bespers. How you doing, Dano?
Oh, you know, always getting over a cold. I hope the audio quality is okay, even if my vocal quality is not quite as robust as usual.
Your two kids are petri dishes of germs, aren't they?
All kids. All of them.
No. Your two kids.
You know, I don't miss the COVID times, but yeah. I do kind of miss that kids all had to mask, so we didn't really get... We got like 2 colds a year, and now it's back to like 40.
Are you having a conversation with your oldest? Like, don't lick the floor. Do you say that to him?
The little one still puts everything in his mouth. He thinks it's absolutely hilarious. And so then it all just... And then my wife is a doctor, so things come home from the hospital.
Wonderful.
I hide in my room, and I huddle under this plastic wrap, but it doesn't work.
Let's do the radio row from the Bespers home, Kelly. That'll be fun.
Want it. How badly do you want just like mucus raining down? Doing a tweet about wet legs and wet something? I don't know what's happening. I know I sound like an old man, but right. Wet around here is...
I think mucus raining down was one of their songs too. I'm pretty sure.
I believe so. Speaking of mucus. Yeah, I don't
know. I laugh.
We can't do a proper segue here. Kyrie. I mean, God bless him.
So, yeah, that was I was watching a movie where they said, like, is bless your heart? That's a Southern thing, right?
That's exactly how I felt about it. When it became apparent that he really legitimately requested a trade on Friday, it really was that Southern, oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, you're really doing this, aren't you? So I guess, I mean, the basketball question, we'll get to the KD legacy stuff, but the basketball question is what we asked at the top of the show, which is, does this at all, and by the way, it's Kyrie Irving and Markieff Morris to the Mavericks for Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks in 2027 and 2029. We are about to be talking 2030s with these draft picks. Does this in any way make you think to yourself, well, I've just got to run and bet on the Mavs for something, or I've got to run and bet on the Nets for something?
No, and I feel weird saying it because everything I saw on social media was like, oh, this puts the Mavs in the Western Conference conversation, and now there might be a front runner, and I don't feel that. I know the West is wide open, so that side of it makes sense, where kind of anybody, if anything goes right or wrong, can be in the Western Conference conversation, but Luka can carry a bad team to the Western Conference Finals, so to that end, like, I get it. And making them a little bit better. I get it. But to me, they still can't guard anybody. I like that they have two players that are exceptional in the half court. That's important when it comes to playoff time. So in the kind of anything can happen answer to that question, yes, I get it. But I don't see something with the Mavs where I'm like, oh, I need to get on them. It just feels more like a dice roll now as opposed to before where I didn't think they had any chance. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, No, I don't think there's anybody who is racing to bet either of these two teams. There is some thought that the Nets might do something here before the trade deadline, which we'll get to momentarily. You bring up the Western Conference and how wide open it is. If I said to you, Dan Bespers, you must make a bet on a team to win the Western Conference, who is that team given the odds that are available right now?
Well, it's a shame because I liked the Nuggets a long time ago, and now most people do, as you know, obviously they're at the top of the board. The Suns would be kind of an interesting one because they are a team that could swing a deal coming towards the trade deadline here and make themselves better. We haven't liked the vibes on that team straight from the DeAndre Ayton signing in the offseason. Steph now, it sounds like, is going to be more like 4+ weeks out, so that sours me on a Warriors run. The Grizzlies have weird stuff circulating around them.
Yes, they do.
I can't really speak to any of that because I don't know what the heck's going on with parking lot altercations. Clippers have looked better, but they've looked terrible late in fourth quarters. They're just going to a trade-off isolation offense, and they're nearly losing games that they should be winning. So for me, it's been the Nuggets pretty much since almost day one this year. I love them getting their key guys back. Jokic, I mean, he took them almost all the way by himself before. It's like we all forgot how good the Jokic-Jamal Murray pick and roll was in the bubble because it had been a while. I like the Nuggets a lot.
But it wouldn't surprise you one bit if it wasn't them, right? That's accurate?
It doesn't feel like... Well, again, they have defensive issues also. It just feels like Jokic has the game set on an easier mode than everyone else. Like, he picked up a video game of NBA and was like, you know what? I'm going to set this on easy for a while.
Yeah.
And everything's just... Everybody just shoots 60% for his team. So until someone shows me they can slow the Nuggets, that's the team I have to lean towards.
It is. It's like, I'm going to have an effortless 34, 18, and 16 tonight. Watch this.
I always think that when he goes for a layup and it's like the jogging layup, it's like there's nothing more insulting than you jogging at me, slightly Euro-stepping, laying the ball in.
But Luka has a little bit of that too, right? Where you're like, well, how did he get there so slowly? How did he get
to his
spot?
How did he get there so slowly? Yeah. Luka looked a little thick to me these days. Doesn't it feel like there's another gear if he took his offseason training regimen more seriously?
Remember, he was thinnish there for a while, but he's back to thickness again. Real quick, NBA trade deadline is 3 days away, 3 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. What is the single most impactful player-to-team move that can be made to shift odds?
Oh, my goodness. Well, wouldn't it have to be Kevin Durant if we find out he doesn't want to be in Brooklyn anymore?
Oh, stop it.
It has to be.
Stop it.
It has to be. He's going to play, though. I love Kevin Durant. I don't care what anybody says. I love that all he wants to do is just play. We need more of that.
Is that what he wants to do?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
I mean, he likes
just
to tweet.
Just not where he is at any given moment?
Yeah. He likes to tweet and he likes to play.
Okay, non-KD division. Is it one of the Bulls? Like, is it one of the Bulls? Is it Zach LaVine going somewhere? Is it one of the Raptors going somewhere?
I think if I'm going to pick between those two teams, it's Raptors. It feels like the Bulls are like locked into this idea that they have to try to run it through. The Raptors, I get the feeling their front office is smart enough to see the writing on the wall, and it feels like they'll pull the plug before it's the very last moment.
Is there a team that will acquire one of those Raptors that could put them over the top?
I'm an LA guy. I feel like the Lakers are going to do something with the Hornets. That's the way it feels out here, out west.
All right.
Mason Plumlee, here we go.
Mason Plumlee, baby.
Go time.
Thank you, Dano. Stay healthy, man, okay?
I'm going to cough my way off air here. Thanks, guys.
Dan Besseris and Jeremy Kids will come back. Chrissy Andrews joins us, and I vent Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Do you have questions about betting on the Super Bowl, wondering about how to hedge, or maybe you're looking for unusual props or insights, rather, from one of our hosts? Well, the VSiN Big Game Help Desk is here for you. Submit your questions at VSiN.com/helpdesk, and it can be answered by our experts on air or on VSiN.com. And once again, for those who are unfamiliar with the VSiN Help Desk, Kelly Bidlin with a visor on, frantically answering rotary telephones.
Bring, 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 bring. Yo, it's blue. Blue's the best Gatorade. Stop yelling at me about other colors. It's blue.
It's a live shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Visor.
What's that?
Where's the visor?
The visor is so key. You'll get the visor for next time. By the way, Blue Gatorade, talk about some of our Super Bowl prop bets that we made, Kelly, that we recommended on the show this past week to all of our listeners.
There you go.
There you go.
Bing, bing.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Let's watch it, Kelly.
Man, so you're betting the wrong side, see?
Why do you get the old-timey voice going?
I get the old-timey voice. I really threw JVT off of that yesterday.
Why'd you bet orange? Blue Gatorade at a wager on the internet, +140 short shot now. Did you do that, Kelly? Rihanna first song sang on stage. This is what you came for, which I recommended. Now 3-1, second short shot behind Don't Stop the Music.
And I'm surprised those haven't moved back a bit. We didn't seem to impress many other books.
Dude, and America the Beautiful, which I said over 90 seconds, is staying at 109 with the over juiced at -135.
Jeez.
That's and a you little have, high.
What's the under then? Can you get plus money on the under?
Yeah, +105 at under 109.
And you have no interest trying to middle it though?
I mean, I could, but
okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I mean, if you ever think you didn't have a great bet in your pocket,
if you ever think you didn't have any influence, Kelly, on Gatorade props, you do. That's what we're doing. When you're not here, Christy, this is what we're talking about. Yeah. That's all we're doing.
I'm glad I'm not booking any of that stuff. I really am. I got enough problems at it.
What if there was a day? By the way, Chris Andrews, ladies and gentlemen, proper introduction. Not only the guy who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook here behind us, but the star of Guessing Lines. And we should just say right here, thank you for another amazing season of Guessing Lines. People respond to the show very favorably.
We had a great year. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun this year. I'm dead serious. My favorite 2 hours of the week.
Mine too, man. Yeah. I enjoy it tremendously. It's a lot of prep goes into the recaps and then, you know, getting legitimately, you don't have the lines up when we do the show Monday morning until you leave here.
I think I might have told this story. I'll tell it again briefly. We had one day here. And, you know, we're smaller than, you know, here are these MGMs. And, you know, I got this book. I got the Rampart. And I got two places in Mesquite. So one day we lose $500,000 on a Sunday. I come home and I'm, like, just shaking my head and, you know, getting prepped for next week. You still got to open next
still
week.
Still got to go.
Know, working. And I make myself some herbal tea. And my wife looks at me. She goes, every bookmaker in the world is drinking hard liquor tonight, and you're on herbal tea. I said, well, not every bookmaker in the world has to go on with Gil Alexander at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not drinking whiskey tonight. I'm drinking herbal tea and working on my numbers.
So I am preventing you from just sheer alcoholism.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's great.
So I have to pay off this tease here. So before we get into some stuff on Super Bowl 57, and this is just – this falls under the category of in case you think this doesn't happen to everyone, like that it only happens to you, and certainly it doesn't happen to others. This is just, and I rarely do this, but I'm in one of these ruts, Kelly and Chris, where it doesn't matter what I do, stuff seems to go against you. So let's take overnight in tennis. A loss on a plus 151 dog, Shuai Zhang. Zhang Shuai, I believe is how we say it. Okay, she was up a set. She lost the second set tiebreaker. She could have broken back in the third set when it was love 40. She couldn't. Her opponent, Annette Kontaveit, converted 10 of 13 break points against her. So, I mean, stuff happens like it does. Statistically, things will go against you in a way that you can't anticipate. Okay, you lose a plus 151 bet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that Michigan-Ohio State thing, which I don't know if you heard about yesterday.
A little bit, yeah.
144 is the number. The total was anywhere between 144 and a half to 146. Michigan is dribbling out the clock. All Ohio State, you know, they're not even contesting it. All Michigan has to do is dribble it out. But no, they had to celebrate prematurely with 11 seconds left. And then, by the way, there's the quid pro quo element to that, where in the NBA, there's this tacit understanding where, well, I didn't do anything, so you shouldn't do anything. Not in college. The other team's like, we've got to score.
It's dribble out the clock and go home. It's not the like, all right, we've got 8 seconds left on the clock. Let's practice play A32 that we haven't got a chance yet to this season.
So that drives me nuts. That was a brutal loss. I had the under. Brutal loss on one of them and a push on the other. Snatching a loss and a push away from victory. But that wasn't even the worst. The worst was, and I want to say this was Friday because we didn't talk about it on the show, but I had a plus 214 dog in tennis against Bianca Andreescu. Was it Leslie Cherenko who was playing Andreescu? I believe it was. So I had her at plus 214, and she's winning the tennis match 7-5, 4-love. All right. Now, most shops that book tennis, require the match to complete. There are books that require only one set to be played. Mm-hmm. Those are the minority of books. But there are those. I just didn't happen to have this bet at one of those. Bianca Andreescu takes her toys and goes home. So the plus 214 bet, where you're up 7-4, 4-love, gets refunded, not a win. So I'm just saying, if you think that this is just you, it happens to everybody. Everybody who bets long enough or as often as we do here, if you're immersed in it as much as we are, these stretches happen where even when you're good, you don't win. It's brutal. I usually get over them pretty quickly. Those ones leave a mark.
Yeah, in gambling and a lot of things in life, one of the first things, try not to lose. Try not to lose. You know, because when you win, you feel like you have to go out and win. They take wins away from you yep. a lot, mm-hmm. often. You know, whether it's a referee, like you said, the one young lady took her toys and went home. Oh, you know, I mean,
brutal.
You know, games don't go nine innings. You know, things like that. You know, so try not to lose because the wins are hard to get to.
And when you don't get the wins you should have gotten, those are the moments where you think to yourself, yeah, those were the moments I had to take. I had to seize that opportunity. It didn't work out. God, what's about to happen to me, right? There's that superstition as well. I totally know I'm losing this next one.
I some guys are like, you know, God's against me. You know, listen, there's galaxies crashing into each other as we speak right now. I hope God has other things on his mind.
I hope so.
Then who wins a tennis match?
By the way, the tennis thing also, it's, you know, you're supposed to say, someone smart, supposed to say right after that, well, those probably work out in your favor just as often as they work out in your favor. Not on plus 214s, they don't.
Yeah, I remember we were given a seminar here one time. You know, a lot of people, as like the jurisdictions were opening up to gambling, and people came here, and you know, I remember giving a speech one time. What are your biggest losses you ever had? And I could like rattle off all these. What was the biggest win you ever had?
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there like, oh man.
Oh, I can rattle those off.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can think of some personally, but like for the book, I don't know. I can't remember the biggest wins. And I mentioned like the Villanova Final Four which was like only a couple months before then, because that just came into my mind. But I can't remember all the big wins. I mean, I know my personal ones, but the book winning monster.
Oh, the book winning, yeah.
Book winning monster amounts. I mean, I've had those days. I've had million-dollar days, you know, but, you know, you just tend to forget those.
It's just, it's funny. So I had dinner with Steve Zabin and a bunch of guys from Milwaukee Sports Radio the other night. And he asked, what's your biggest win? What are your biggest wins? And I said, well, that's a different, because he was asking, we talked about Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. I was like, that's a different question. Biggest win is different from biggest outlay.
Yeah.
Right? So there's all kinds of different categories where, and those moments in time you remember. Now, I'll forget about this one, I'm sure, in a month or two, but I don't know. That's just, again, just one of the many things. And Rufus and I had this conversation. This is where it sort of like drifts into corniness a little bit. Some will find it corny, but I really believe in this. Rufus Peabody was on the show. This was not his most recent appearance, but like 6 months ago. And he was talking about how sports betting doesn't define him, at least anymore. But he, and this is his week, by the way, with props, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it has served well because it causes him to look through the lens of sports betting at other things in life. And I didn't articulate that well. Sports betting has given him so many lessons that he views the world probabilistically in one sense through it. And also just like what I was just describing, some of those moments of adversity like that, something that should have gone your way but didn't, something, you know, all these little things. That's why I always say sports betting is like a sort of a reflection of the human condition. I really believe that. Like, and it is such a great testing ground for how you'll deal with other things.
I absolutely believe that. Rufus, very kind of a Zen guy.
Yes.
You know, very much. And I think very, very wise as well. And I think it's taught me a lot of lessons in life, too.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I'm sure it has. You've been at this a little bit.
Got here in 79, but even then, I was doing it before that.
Yeah.
You know, back home, yeah.
We'll come back. Let's talk Super Bowl 57, how your action is going prop-wise, game-wise, total-wise. We'll do that. And Chrissy has a book, by the way.
It's out. We're going to mention the book.
We're going to mention the book.
Yeah, thanks.
That you should be aware of. Vacation reading coming for Chris Andrews. We'll do that. We'll read through your tweets as well. Always very comical. We appreciate that. Grammys, Kyrie, and beyond. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander. Chrissy Andrews is kind enough to join us this morning. Kelly Bidlin is sweating his Brendan Todd bet.
Denny McCarthy in the clubhouse at 14 under. Brendan Todd 15 under on the course. Justin Rose 16 under on the course.
With Denny McCarthy with a final round 64 when all is said and done.
Well, Brendan's going to have to do better than that. He's going to need a 63.
You need Rose to mess up.
Yeah.
Because Todd's only got 3 holes left, and Rose has 6 left. At beautiful Pebble Beach.
You ever played the Pebble? I've never played it.
2 holes. I was allowed to play the 17th and 18th on holes. So it was beautiful.
I've been there. It's God. I don't know if it's my favorite part of the country, but it's right there. Beautiful.
It's picturesque, but the weather always is dicey.
I kind of like that weather.
Oh, no.
I kind of like that weather.
That one, it's windy, though. It's too much.
Yeah, I like it.
We have a pro tip. Pro tip of the hour. Pro tip. Break down remaining schedules in the Pac-12. Arizona at plus 200 to win the regular season conference title has good value, according to the three-man weave team, at least Jim Root of the three-man weave team. That's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. All available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Edward Lefevre. Gil, can you give us vacation schedule after Super Bowl? Coming out first weekend in March. By the way, wet leg is awesome. Look how everybody has a Grammy update for us.
I still got that tab pulled up. I haven't watched yet.
I am doing the show on Monday after the Super Bowl, as is tradition here on A Numbers Game. And then I am bouncing for that week and the following week. That is my vacation schedule. Grandmaster Stash, no relation to Grandmaster Flash. Grandmaster Flash sampled in the Coil Array Jam Players, by the way. Half right, Gil, about the Dead. Yes, regarding the status is way overrated, but they had many players and lyricists who were seminal talents. It's the Grateful Dead he's referring to. Sean Gusick, have we ever seen a college basketball team go to the Elite Eight, then the following year start out winless? St. Peter's 0-22 this year. Must be some kind of record.
Yikes.
Remember that St. Peter's run last year, though?
I had no idea about them this year with that. That
Jane
is incredible.
Holloway. Paul Nelson had the under in the Chattanooga game. They're down 13 with 1:15 to go. They fouled 6 times, once down 15 with 20 seconds to go. I believe Western Carolina only missed 1 free throw. Game went over by 5. That's college basketball for you when the foul
fest
happens. Raymond Edmond, are you going to work the day after the Super Bowl? Very concerned about my schedule,
yeah,
everybody.
Seriously.
Staying at South Point for Super Bowl, would love to say hi. Oh, absolutely, come by. I know you usually hit it after a football season. Thanks in advance. I do, but I'll be here Monday morning for the show, as is Numbers Game tradition. And then Patrick also saying, I had Vandy -3.5, same exact beat you took on Michigan under, head down, bent over, hands on knees. Did they just run out the clock and celebrate early, though? That was tough. Chris Andrews, ladies and gentlemen, joins us once again, my mishpucha. Yes?
Can I give an additional pro tip?
Please.
Okay. So far, I've had 2 guys in particular that have really rattled my board with the props.
Yes.
If you want to see, I'm not going to tell you what they played, but if you want to see their influence on the numbers, our sheets, because we don't update the sheets. It's too hard. We just put the opening line. Get the opening line and then go see what the current line is, and you'll see kind of what they played.
There's lots of props, though. Can you give us a hint of a category?
No.
No.
They're all over the place.
Answer is,
I mean,
no.
Proposition bets.
Anything I put up, was game. And they played a lot of them.
You know what I would like to do?
If you see some big moves, that's them.
Do you remember Proposition Joe on a Prop Joe on The Wire? Did you ever watch The Wire?
I watched The Wire, yeah.
What was his line? He was like, I got a proposition for you. I would like you to train all of your writers when people approach the window, they should all say that in advance. I'd like to make a proposition for you. That kind of thing. What is noteworthy thus far? So that's it. That's noteworthy that there's 2 props that have moved tremendously.
There's 2 guys.
2 guys.
2 guys have moved a bunch of props.
Oh, 2 guys that have moved a bunch.
2 guys that have moved a bunch. Well, like I said, both guys, I mean, have beat the hell out of me over the years.
Does one of them rhyme with Schmoofus Schmeebody?
I would never, I don't kiss and tell.
Okay, I'm just curious. Just wanted to rhyme. So there's that. And the line that you have here is 2 now or 1.5?
We're 2. I went to 2 yesterday.
You went to 2.
Yeah. And we're -105 at the counter. On the app, it's -110.
Would you like to tell that story?
No.
I think so. Before we forget, your book.
My book. Yeah, yes. We should mention my book. Yeah. Adel Fortsmover, my brother.
Yeah.
I have a pinned tweet on my Twitter at Andrew Sports. That's the easiest way to get it. just click on that, order it from there. That's the easiest way to get it. If you want to go directly to the publisher, it's Book Locker. That's a little harder, and the delivery isn't as efficient as Amazon. And I make the same amount either way. It doesn't matter. But the books, I've had 11 reviews so far, 10 of them 5-star out of 5.
Yeah.
One of them 4-star. I feel like, who the hell is this guy?
There's always one.
He is?
There's always one.
There's always one.
Did this person?
No,
he just
rated it.
He just rated it.
He just rated it, man.
He was like, I don't like the first ballot Hall of Famer status of this guy. I'm going to knock him down a peg.
I'm anti-Hellenic and anti-Semitic. Yeah. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone.
Adelphos Moo.
Yeah.
My brother. Andrew Sports is your Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find a link there.
But so far, everybody that's read it really does like it. Yeah, it's a novel. Yeah.
Your third book.
Yeah.
I will be reading it on vacation. I look forward to it.
Okay. And I'm working on a follow-up, follow-up to the first, which the second book was supposed to be a follow-up to the first book. It wasn't. that was the year of COVID, so everything got thrown out of whack.
So now this excites people, because then one day is, again, the story time.
That's still really selling well, by the way.
Yeah. Storytime, which you were kind enough to do on Guessing Lines for so many years in audio form. This was the book fleshed out version of that. So funny, so poignant. And now you are going to have another book. I mean, do you have stories to tell?
Yeah. Don't forget, we started that book 10 years ago.
Right.
So, I got more stories. Yeah. And there's a couple things, not to get too deep into it. I've had my health issues.
Yeah.
My wife has had tremendous health issues. I'm kind of going to tell that story because, and if you want to skip over that, I don't blame you, but there'll be more stories involved too. I'm going to go through some of my favorite Super Bowl stories. I have some other one I told Kevin White that'll be in this one. So I got a few that didn't make the first book we'll put in this one.
Look forward to that. Working title, Then Another Day.
Then One Life. Yeah.
Ooh, very nice. Back to the Super Bowl for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any clue as to where that line will go from then moving forward? What's your guess? Why don't you guess a line?
I think it'll come back.
You do?
I do. I've seen this over the years. Not always. It'd be painting with a very broad brush to say it goes one way and then it turns around. But I think it will turn around. I mean, Kansas City is just a very public team. I think the Eagles have some hidden question marks. Two offensive linemen are probably not 100%. I think that's a big key to keeping Hurts 100% and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he is 100%.
No one is.
Yeah, he was not tested in their two playoff games, so they had a bye. They beat the Giants by like a million. And then they play the 49ers, so I'd like the 49ers going into that game. You can't win with a fifth-string quarterback.
You cannot.
It isn't a quarterback.
If a quarterback cannot throw a forward pass for a half, you're pretty much behind.
So, they have not been tested. We have not seen what exactly is right or wrong with Jalen Hurts. I love the guy. I've spoken very highly of him, but I'm not sure he's 100%.
I'll put you on the spot here. Oh, Justin Rose just took Kelly's heart out right then.
Oh, that's a highlight, but yes, that's what happened. That's a replay.
Yeah, lipped in a birdie putt. Is there a prop? I know there's two guys that are betting a lot and moving a lot. Is there a prop that is most popular that you've noticed above all?
Ooh, it's been really popular, and we have it every week. And this was not one of the wise guys that bet me on the shortest touchdown.
Shortest touchdown.
1.5 yards.
Oh, they think there's going to be a little dink from the one?
Yeah. That one's really moved towards the under, but that's not one of the wise guys that bet me on that.
It's interesting.
But that's an interesting prop that I get bet on every week.
Because a PI in the end zone could get you there.
Yeah.
Hack way of getting there and then just a play call. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
More people. That's a popular bet.
That's a popular bet.
I guess you never know from year to year.
No. I mean, every year I'm surprised at which things get a lot of action. I mean, people always love the field goals over under.
Yeah. Listen, man, I love you. Thanks again for doing another year of it.
Thank you. Like I said, my favorite 2 hours a week, every Monday morning.
We've done it for a decade, man. Can you believe this?
Yeah. More than that.
Well, maybe more than that at this point. Chrissy Andrews, everybody. My mishpucha, for more reasons than one. That's a whole nother show. For Kelly Bidlin, we've done all we can do. It's Gil Alexander. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.